is one of Major League Soccer's superstars, and he is a man who is on fire right now. It is Mike McGee of the Chicago Fire joining us here on WFD. Mike, how are you doing today, mate? It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, I'm great. It's good to be on the show.
I apologise for the pun as well, the fire pun, but it had to be done with your return to the Chicago Fire. What's it like to be working and playing football back home in your hometown?
Oh, that's great, man. I mean, obviously the support is, like nothing I've ever had. I got a ton of family and friends here, so the transition's been about as easy as it could be.
Was there any apprehension about going home? It's a potentially daunting experience to go back to your hometown, where there's maybe a little bit more pressure and expectation for you to play well for your local club.
I'm not worried about added pressure. I think I've done a good job in my life to kind of put all that pressure on myself just to perform. So I'm not really worried about added pressure or other people's expectations of how I should play. I want to compete and I want to win every game, and I'm not going to worry about what other people say.
It's wonderful to see you back in Chicago. What was there anything that you missed about it, being away from there for so long? Obviously, you were at the Galaxy and at the Red Bulls before that.
Yeah, and even before that, I was in Bradenton, Florida for 2 and a half.
About it being away from there for so long. Obviously, you were at the Galaxy and at the Red Bulls before that.
Yeah, and even before that, I was in Bradenton, Florida for 2.5 years. So I moved away from home, just after I turned 15, and I'm 28 now. So, I mean, I think just the fact of being away from my family for that long started to weigh on me. And obviously, things were great at the Galaxy. And, it would have been great if, obviously, it would have been just fine if I would have stayed there as well. But I was kind of itching at me to get home, and once the whole Robbie Rogers thing started unfolding, I just felt right.
I've had one of those hot dogs up by Wrigley Field, I have to say, in Chicago. they're pretty awesome, and I miss those every single day whenever I think about that. Are you a Cubs or White Sox man, by the way, Mike?
No, I'm Cubs, for sure.
All right, that's okay, that's all right. We won't talk about World Series and people catching footballs or anything like that, mate. Let's get back to the football. You say you were happy at the LA Galaxy, but surely when the interest started to fly around, there was no better place to go than Chicago if you were going to leave LA.
Yeah, it was the only place I would have gone. Everything was great there, and it just took a unique situation, for me to get home, and it kind of just seemed like when I spoke to the Galaxy about it, they were amazing at facilitating and knowing that my family was here, and the timing was right, while I'm still young to get home.
And you kind of sent an open letter out to the LA Galaxy and their fans, thanking them for that. It was very heartfelt. Is there parts of that that you miss out in California? And would you say the Galaxy is like a second home for you these days?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I had an amazing time there, and it definitely changed the course of my career. And I just didn't want there to be any confusion with the fans or anyone thinking that there was some kind of, crazy conspiracies to why I left. I just wanted to know, listen, I asked for it, and there's nothing but love with the Galaxy, and my time there was amazing, and it's just time for me to go home, that's all.
And I suppose you wanted to make sure you get a good reception when you return to the Home Depot as well with the fans rather than getting booed, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I did was look at the schedule and make sure the Fire didn't have to play the Galaxy again. So that's good. But yeah, obviously it'll help not to get booed, which I'm sure there'll be some boos when I go back, but there'll be some applause as well.
It must have been nice this weekend gone as well to get that first goal for the Fire in your first appearance. And the commentary on the game kind of said, "Welcome back, Mike McGee." How was that feeling scoring for the Fire that first one?
No, it's great. I don't think I had my best game, but to get there, because as any forward knows, or anyone who's played soccer, the longer you go without scoring, it borderline becomes impossible to score. So to get a goal in my first Open Cup game and my first home game, kind of takes a lot of pressure off me. Now I can just play my game.
And
it kind of takes a lot of pressure off me. Now I can just play my game.
And playing that game is something that you've done very well throughout your time in Major League Soccer. When you look at the guys in the Chicago Fire team, who were you most excited about playing alongside when you turned up?
I mean, the obvious, you know, Chris Rolfe is a guy who, you know, I've known for a while, and I've loved his game. You know, we're kind of similar in a lot of ways, and you know, he's a guy who wants the ball to his feet. You know, so I'm really excited to play with him. And then obviously a guy with as much speed as he has, and Patrick Narco is just, you know, it's kind of a pleasure. You know, because sometimes when I'm not, you know, having my best touches and my pass is not on, I know I can just pretty much kick it to any big space and he'll get there, which is a guy's dream when he's kind of when he's under pressure.
Definitely makes life easier for you, that's for sure. For Chris, it's been maybe not the best start to the season, just the one goal in Major League Soccer so far, and he scored 8 last season. Have you spoken to him about maybe what's maybe if there's anything niggling at him at all? Does he seem less confident this season?
It's hard to say. You know, I mean, we've all been through slumps. You know, and Chris would be fine. You know, I mean, even since training for him, you wouldn't know that he's only scored one goal. And I think, you know, the only thing I'm trying to put in his ear, and you know, they're trying to put in his ear, is just throw away your goal tally, and we just got to start creating chances, because he's a first class finisher. You know, and I think I'm pretty good at kicking the goal myself. So I basically just told him, listen, we gotta take shots. You know, take shots. Whatever, and then once they start going, we've known Chris that once he gets one or two, he gets pretty hot. So I just told him just keep shooting, and you know, it'll go.
It was a side last year that almost seemed to share the goals about quite a bit. Do you see yourself going in there as being a guy who can have double figure seasons every year for this Fire team and really lead them in front of goal?
It'd be great. I hope so. You know, I mean, obviously, I think if I stay at forward, you know, I don't see any reason why not. You know, I think the last time I played forward, you know, for any long period of time was my rookie year, which was in 2003. And then the next season, I moved to midfield. And, you know, I don't think since forward, you know, for any long period of time was my rookie year, which was in 2003. And then the next season, I moved to midfield. And, you know, I don't think since then I've ever played more than 3 games up front in a season. So hopefully that's where Frank sees me. That's where I love.
Obviously, you can play both in the middle of the park and in the forward line. Is that where you prefer, though, that front man role?
Yes, I do. You know, I love playing forward. I mean, I've always loved it. And, you know, obviously, I accept the role playing midfield. Now, I'll do anything for the team. And, you know, obviously, I accept the role playing midfield. Now, I'll do anything for the team. And, you know, in L.A., you know, that's where they need me to play. You know, Robbie Keane and Landon Donovan aren't a bad pairing up top at all. So I took that, you know, I wasn't going to argue too much about playing the midfield because of those guys being for the team. And, you know, in L.A., you know, that's where they need me to play. You know, Robbie Keane and Landon Donovan aren't a bad pairing up top at all. So I took that, you know, I wasn't going to argue too much about playing the midfield because of those guys needed those spots. But, you know, now I think I'm in a position where I could, you know.
But how different in quality and in style are Austin Berry and Omar Gonzalez, both very young, very good centre-backs in Major League Soccer?
Yeah, I definitely see some similarities. You know, Omar's come a long way, and he's obviously, you know, learned from that, which Omar did pretty quickly. So, you know, Austin's a guy who, you know, we're counting on to, you know, step up and, you know, be a big, you know, big player for us. And, you know, obviously if him and Baki can get a good relationship back there, you know, we'll be a very dangerous team.
What about your coaches? Obviously, Bruce Arena, one of the most successful coaches in Major League Soccer, and you're working now under Frank Lopez, who, if a guy knows Chicago football and Chicago Fire football, this guy knows it. I mean, how do these two coaches contrast in their methods and their styles?
They're both winners, to be honest. You know, Bruce, you know, his track record speaks for itself. And then, you know, Frank as a player was amazing. You know, I'm a Chicago kid, so I've known Frank for a long time, and, you know the player he was, the competitor he is. And, you know, he's obviously younger, and, you know, he's hungry. And, you know, I think this team's going to go a long way, you know, if we can just buy into his message and, you know, his style. And, you know, I think there's a lot of potential with this team. And obviously Andrew, you know, our owner, came in and, You know, seems like he has the passion to add to the team and get some more players. And I'm pretty excited about the the direction this team's going.
Is there anybody in the Fire dressing room who you've kind of really connected with as soon as you've walked in there? I don't want to say like best friends, obviously, but you know what I mean. There's kind of a guy that you perhaps go and hang out with after training, grab a beer or something like that.
Yeah, at the moment, I hung out with a couple guys the other night after the game, which is great. But I think the guy who kind of grabbed me right off the hop was Logan Paul. You know, he came well out of his way to make me feel comfortable. And, let me know how things go, and I've known him for a long time too. But he made things a lot easier. Basically, just telling everyone plays and what kind of guys everyone are, and made sure no one picked on me too much. But yeah, the beers, I think we got to win a couple more games before we start.
It hasn't been the best start to the Fire's season this year. Down in eighth place in the East at the moment. Is there still a belief, though, with the way that Major League Soccer is set up, that teams can come back in the second half of the season and make the playoffs? Is there still that belief in this Fire side that playoff football?
Watching the cards. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the situation. Last year, we started the same way, and I think the biggest similarity between this team and my team last year was, last year we lost Omar Gonzalez unexpectedly before the season, and then we went into a rut. I think until we started the same way, and I think the biggest similarity between this team and my team last year was, last year we lost Omar Gonzalez unexpectedly before the season, and then we went into a rut. I think until I don't even know when, but it was longer than this. And then this team, we all know what happened with the rest of that season.
Have you kind of stood up at any point in that dressing room and made almost that speech, if you will, and said, "Look, this is something I went through last year. It doesn't mean just because we've had a rough start." Have you mentioned this to the players a lot?
No, not really. I mean, I think what's best now is I just got to play hard, and show the guys that I'm not here on vacation. I know I'm coming home, but I'm coming here to fight and battle, and I don't want to talk about how things were in the past and this and that. Like, I'm in this fight, and even though I wasn't here the first 10 games of the season, like, I'm ready to battle and help us get out of this hole. And then once I establish myself, then maybe I can be a little more vocal and have more credibility.
Is that experience of last year something that you think could potentially be very valuable?
Once I establish myself, then maybe I can be a little more vocal and have more credibility.
Is that experience of last year something that you think could potentially be very valuable in your own kind of mentality for the remainder of the season at the Fire, in knowing that it's not over yet?
It can only help.
Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure to have a brief chat with you about the Chicago Fire. I hope that the season turns around for you, the Fire, and I'm sure with the way that you've started, man, you're going to be making a big impact all season long on this team. It's a pleasure to have a chat with you, mate, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on WFD.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Mike McGee there from the Chicago Fire joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Chicago Fire and Major League Soccer. The Fire down there in eighth place in the Eastern Conference. It's not been a great start, but the way McGee has started this season started with the Fire, has been just fantastic. You can see he looks raring to go in this one.